This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And it's time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're talking about the Golden Arches, McDonald's. Mickey D's is not on every corner anymore. They are hoping to change that starting in Texas. The fast food chain is fighting against competitors like Chipotle and Shake Shack. And while they've attempted to bring back customers with meal deals and app revamps, they're hoping to expand actual restaurant locations again. For more on this, we are joined live by Christina Peterson with Bloomberg. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about why McDonald's has closed so many restaurants recently. What's the strategy there?
Yeah, between 2015 and 2021, they closed a net of more than 900 stores. Actually, a bunch of those were restaurants that were inside Walmart locations in an effort to be more efficient and not keep open stores that weren't doing as well. But one of the things that they later came to realize was that there were customers who they just weren't reaching because the customers had moved during the pandemic. A lot of people moved out of the city center and more to suburbs and exurbs. And those were customers that McDonald's could try and target with closer, more convenient locations to them.
And so McDonald's is now opening more locations in more strategic areas, I'm guessing, starting in Texas. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. Texas has had 2 million people move there since 2020. So it's a big source of available new customers. And some of their big cities are seeing big population shifts or migrations from other states in some instances to these exurb sort of cities that are 45 minutes to an hour outside of Dallas, for example. McDonald's has opened more than 40 locations in the Dallas area. So you really see McDonald's trying to reach people where the population has shifted to.
Go to where the people are and serve them hamburgers. But it seems like there are so many options besides hamburgers these days. We just mentioned Chipotle. There are these premium burger locations. And stop me if I'm wrong, but I think when most customers go to McDonald's, they want a pretty good deal.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely still part of their proposition, is a value-based meal. But they believe that if they are within a five-minute drive, if they are convenient, people will go.
How has McDonald's kept the lid on prices since its deals are its main selling point? Everything has gone up in price due to inflation and other factors.
Yeah, you know, inflation of proteins is a huge problem across the food industry right now, especially because those are the meals that people want. They're looking for higher protein meals, and that's a challenge across the industry. There's a ceiling for how much they can raise prices, and that is problematic.
Yeah, one of the many challenges I'm sure that they're facing, besides finding the right locations to open up. And then it seems like this is happening at a time when other chains like Starbucks are closing locations. Do you think McDonald's will be successful in opening in new areas at a time when the economy is a little shaky?
I can't make an estimate, but we did look at some third-party data that assessed how much foot traffic was coming into these new stores. And this data showed that it was a little bit less than what you see at the more established locations. McDonald's says that it often takes 2 to 3 years for a new store to catch up to the older, more established stores. So this is, they have said it's in line with their expectations, but we'll have to see if those stores can catch up.
I went to McDonald's just recently for breakfast. I really like their breakfasts. I'm not a big fan of Big Macs, but I do enjoy the Egg McMuffin. I had a spicy Egg McMuffin. You know, they had built-in spicy sauce,
yes.
And then it was gone. I went back, and it was no longer an option. Was that a test market?
Oh, I don't know. I had one myself during the course of my reporting, and it was tasty.
that's why I was surprised that it was all of a sudden off the menu. I'm just wondering if it was not as successful as maybe you and I thought it was.
I'll have to look into that.
All right. Well, I'll let you do some research on that. We've been speaking with Christina Peterson about McDonald's and how the chain is expanding in Texas. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.